Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Are we on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh.
I hit record and then I didn't realize you were not finished with your sentence.
I'm never finished with my sentence. Welcome back to Smell You Later.
Your favorite podcast featuring us two yapping.
Two clowns
for your entertainment.
I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month.
I know.
We've been recording and shit, but
I feel like the last couple times were remote.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you went somewhere.
Have I seen you since then?
Did you go to Houston?
I went to Austin.
Austin.
Shout out to Austin, Texas.
The hue and the awe, they're different.
I know. I don't know the difference.
Just for funsies?
Yeah. My boyfriend got pitched a hotel down there. And
I'm so jealous.
A while back. You have a boyfriend hotel hookup too.
No, I don't.
You absolutely do. Do you not?
I will believe it when it happens.
Okay, fine. I guess mine's a little bit more tangible, but the hookup, not the boyfriend. Yep. But yeah, it was like in early this year and it like wasn't a good time. And it's never a good time, honestly, but I launched this big thing in March and then getting ready to shoot like brand campaign early summer. So I was like, if we got to go, we got to go now. So we just went down there. We stayed at the Loren in Austin, not sponsored, but really gorgeous space.
Not sponsored.
Love the city. Love the breweries. Love the music. Super
You've
fun.
You've been to Austin before.
No, I
know. Oh,
no.
Really?
Never been to Texas.
You know, I've actually never been to Austin either.
Really? I thought you had.
I've been to Houston. I think I've been to Las Cruces. I've been to a lot of weird places in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was cool. Oddly, it reminded me a lot of Rockford, Illinois, where I grew up. Huh. It's just like sort of like sprawling, yeah. Small city, big city.
That'd like Austin's cool. Like the San Francisco of the red states.
Yeah. No, it was cool. But yeah, you recorded your audiobook, right?
Yeah.
You were killing me with those studio photos. Oh, I was like, God. Album of the year incoming.
When I tell you, I had to look up with AOTY meant. I'm like, what's an AOT?
I said that to you and I was like, I don't know if this is going to land.
I was going to ask you and then it was like, Sable, do some work. yeah, I recorded the audiobook for my book, Die Hot with a Vengeance.
Out July 9th. Pre-order now.
And it's funny because there was a director and there's an audio engineer,
yeah,
which is really helpful to have a director. And when I met her, she was like, they told me you do a podcast, so this should be easy peasy for you. And I was like, you have not heard this podcast. There's so much that goes into audiobook or just voice work.
Yeah.
Because like when you're on that super professional level, they prepped me by giving me a list of to-dos and not to-dos. They're like, don't wear any clothes that make sound.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, windbreakers are out.
Nipple tassels out.
Nipple tassels out. Sequin top out. Mm-hmm. Damn. And then they were like, there's a specific enzyme in green apples specifically. Something about it doesn't make your mouth sound so saliva-y.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So you should or should not eat that?
You should eat them.
Oh.
They're like, don't eat an hour before you record in case like tummy sounds get picked up. And I was like, how is that going to get picked up?
That's can't you auto-tune me?
Unless I'm like belching into the mic, like how is that going to get picked up? But then I got there and they use a condenser mic.
Okay.
Which we use cardioid mics.
What is a condenser mic?
It's basically the sound picks up like everything around it, whereas like a cardioid mic, just the focus picks up what's right in front of it.
Okay.
And like when I put the headphones on for the monitors, I could hear every little spit sound in my mouth. I could hear my blood pumping.
No.
It was really distracting having to read, to hear myself back reading in like full fidelity. I was like, you got to turn me down, like so far down because I cannot do this.
Wow. How long did it take? 3 days?
It took 3 days. We didn't take the whole third day. We were scheduled for 4. We just finished pretty quickly.
Wow.
Because I can read.
Yeah.
I think I probably read at a slightly faster clip than what they're used to. And I'm not that consistent. So.
Okay. Sure.
There's that. Also, the entire time I was like, wow, why did I write so many run-on sentences?
I don't think so. That book fucking rocks, by the way.
When you read it, it doesn't feel that way. But when you have to say a paragraph in one breath, I'm like...
That's so funny. I have like one more chapter to go in complete transparency. I've had a little bit of a year, but this, I'm not going to get into it, but it's so good. Oh,
thank you. Having now have had 61st time reading this freaking book, I'm like, okay, some parts slap.
No, they all slap. What I like about it is what I've noticed. You get into it. Mm. But I think the way that you paced it, nothing is like lightweight, but nothing is super heavy. But
yeah,
is like the really chewy chapters are followed by one that's a little easier to digest.
Yeah, I did that on purpose because I think some of it was heavier, bummery kind of stuff to write about.
But
the way that
you write about it doesn't you're right, but the way that you write about it, it's not served up like that. It's right. I don't know.
That was very intentional because I feel like so many beauty critical analysis just like leans on the hammer of beauty is oppressive, beauty is a patriarchal tool to control women. And I'm like, yes, but we still have to live in this system. Let's look at it holistically and give ourselves a little bit more agency in deciding what's for us and what isn't.
Yeah.
I think people are drawn to that discourse because I feel like negative bias leans towards that to be like, oh, like this is going to protect me if I know it's harmful. Mm-hmm. And like there is a lot of really smart and really spot on stuff about it. But I'm just like, cool, you just told me all the ways I'm fucked and gave me no solutions.
Yeah.
And you said, if I like get Botox, I'm a bad woman. So, okay. And not that I haven't gotten Botox, but I would just, it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just, and we're going to do a whole like content package around the book this summer. Not that we planned any of it, but we're going to. but it is just, I mean, I've been reading your work obviously for 15 years, but it's, you're just like personality and also your personal ethos comes through so strong in it.
I'm oh
like,
does it okay yes, I'm really yes. glad because that's what I felt was a little dry.
No, I it's so you. It's
this
just
was
like
such a marathon to write that I feel like I lost a lot more of the hee-hee in favor of hard facts.
I don't think so. I got something for too long, you sort of lose all of it.
Fair,
you know,
fair.
But it's just like so good. It makes me want to cry. I can't stand it. So yeah, coming this summer.
I think that is also why I wanted to read it, because I knew a professional audiobook narrator would do an amazing job, but I feel like they would be so even toned with it.
Sure.
I was like, no, you're not going to get, you know, there's a couple sarcastic or dry humored bits that I wanted to make sure landed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that like also things were not told with more gravity than I thought it deserved.
Did they give you a choice whether to do it yourself or not?
Originally they were like, here's a list of audiobook narrators and like some samples of their work, pick one. And then I was like, wild card, what about me?
Huh.
Because that I remember was a clause in my contract that was undecided, basically insisting if I would be the narrator or if it would be up to the publisher to choose a narrator. I don't think we landed on a hard one either way.
Okay.
I think we landed on the publisher will hire a narrator unless the author would really want to do it.
Okay.
So I was like, do it for me.
Yes. It's funny. I had to hire a narrator one time for something we did way back at Equinox, and listening to the work.
Dude, it is so strenuous.
And it's weird too. Yeah. And like, you're just, it feels so inhuman. So I can't imagine having to do what you did and then be like, they want these people, talented as they are, to like read my shit. I don't think so.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
And the way you have to like manipulate your mouth to wrap around certain sentences or word combinations, impossible.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
You have to do some sort of mouth yoga or something, or like tongue yoga. Also, I was like really congested this week. So I just could not say words with too many N's or M's in them. I was like really struggling to say femididity.
Which the entire book is about.
I know. And I was like, why did I write this word so many times?
So funny.
But we have pickup dates in the future that will happen for any, when an editor goes through it. So there's an opportunity to amend that, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. And I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey.
It's going to get optioned for an Oscar winning film.
You know what I didn't know is that audiobooks win Grammys. You said that, and then somebody else said that to me, and I was like,
"Did I say that?"
Well, you said AOD.
Oh well, and then I just be saying shit.
And then a friend of mine, my friend Lorenzo, who actually has won Grammys, he was like, "Next Grammy award-winning audiobook," and I was like, "Wait, do audiobooks get Grammys?" And he was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Wow,
funny.
They're just branching out everywhere.
Hey.
They're trying to stay relevant so bad.
If anyone would randomly win a Grammy, it'd be you.
It should be a really random thing. I wouldn't even go. I would just mail it to me.
I'd go on your behalf.
Yeah. Wait, so you went to... There was a Wilhelm Parfumery event that I was supposed to go to and then didn't because there is no hot water in my building this week and I hadn't showered in days. So I was like, I simply cannot be seen in public. But how was it?
It was cute. The Wilhelm Parfumery, who I really like.
I really love them.
Just released a new fragrance called Sparkling Joe. Mm-hmm. And it's a tribute to Josephine Baker. Mm-hmm. And it is supposed to smell like champagne, like a champagne toast.
Oh, that's cool.
It was at the Kobe Club, which is... not in Midtown, but not in Midtown. It's like Midtown South. It's not in Midtown.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's Chelsea.
I don't know where things are.
It's in the 20s. I actually don't know where it's at, so never mind. But I do know. I've been there once before.
It's on Work Island.
And you can't fucking find it. It's one of those. You'll be on the block. Well, I mean, I can't find anything, but it's you'll be on the block and it's a block of restaurant storefront. So it'll be like a brasserie, a bar. It'll be like, the map says I'm here, but where is it? Anyway, it's like this unmarked place. I went in. It's not huge. Filled it with people. And... I got, as soon as I got there, they brought a Josephine Baker impersonator out to do a burlesque routine. I'm not sure.
You're like, that's not for me.
I'm just.
Don't waste that on me.
At least, never mind. But yeah, it was cute. And then the girls were there. I probably should have worked the room a little bit more, but I just hung out with Audrey Noble. And
I do that all the time.
You know.
I just find one or two people I know and then a friend.
Yeah, that was fine. And then, And so the scent itself is really pretty. Mm-hmm. It's not
champagne based.
It's champagne-y. It's okay. Not for me. It's like grapefruit and white floral.
To me, champagne centric scents always kind of smell like sour citrus.
Yeah. So it's pretty. It's nice. All it's right. Not something I'm going to run back to again, but they did give us a sampler set of, I think, seven of the rest of their scents.
Oh,
and
cool.
I don't forget, but I don't think about enough how good their shit is. Mm-hmm. Morning Chest was in there, Mango Skin is in there, and the Room Service, etc., like all their other hits, and they are hits. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. I mean, I up until the release of Faces of
Bacon Francis.
Faces Bacon. Of Francis. Yeah. Thank you.
So this is like the second person centric scent.
I feel like they've been not dormant, but I just don't feel like they've been very PR forward.
Yeah.
And
now
they're out here with mm-hmm. the event. So here we are. But I'm happy. I think they deserve a lot more shine than they've gotten. I also feel like fragrance events have like really kicked up again, which is fine.
They have.
But like,
yeah.
My inbox is not empty.
I would like to go to more of them or just certain ones that I've seen.
You would like to get invited and then decide the
exactly.
night of.
I would just like to be invited.
Right. We are going to. I don't know what we're going to, because I thought it already happened, but we got invited to the Fragrance Foundation Awards.
Yeah. I feel like they always do multiple events.
Yeah.
There's like a black tie event for the announcement of the nominees and then another black tie event.
Okay.
And I do not know if there is a voting period in between them, but it's like a whole to do.
I'll keep my opinions to myself, but I will also see you there.
And it's funny because I ask this to everyone I know in the fragrance industry just because I never know and I always get a different answer. But I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. What do they do? Like, why is this a thing?
It is a big deal.
Yeah. I've gotten the impression that it's a big deal and it's very influential.
I think it's a little bit. I mean, I'm speaking out of turn to you, but you would know more than I would, but I think it is like winning an allure best of beauty.
Yeah,
it is. I think it means something to the marketing department and consumers as far as
I don't know if it
care.
Means as much to consumers I as it does to just the fragrance industry at large.
I agree. I do think just because of how fragrance is like evolving consumer side, I think it's beginning to mean more. I mean, a stamp of any approval is whatever fun to have. So I do think it means a little bit more. But again, I'm like, whatever. We'll try.
I don't know what's behind it, but I'm just like, something's afoot here.
Confusing as they are, the Fragrance Foundation Awards are legitimate because I have one.
So. Oh, that's right. I was nominated for one and did not win, but
that's right.
Yeah, for we both were for like allure pieces. We wrote about fragrance. And it's funny, the fact that my piece was nominated, I'm like, either no one really writes about fragrance, which is sort of true, or like there just must not be that much to choose from.
Well,
but we'll see. We shall see.
We don't need awards. We have this podcast.
Yeah, we will probably use awards one day, but that's fine. Also, what do you, do I get a plaque? Did you get a plaque? Did you, no.
I think Allure got a plaque.
Allure got a plaque.
On my behalf. And I was like, you want to send like me that?
In the executive editor's office.
God, fine. I know the truth.
We all know the truth here.
We have a voice note.
Hi, Tynan. Hi, Sable. First of all, I wanted to say congratulations, Sable. I'm a librarian, and I saw that your book received a Kirkus Star review, which is pretty cool and a very glowing description. So we'll definitely be getting that for our library, but I had a sent question for both of you. A patron came into the library recently, and he was pretty hot, pretty good style. He said that I was giving him Miss Frizzle vibes in a good way. And so I'm wondering, what would a horny Miss Frizzle wear if she could wear a perfume? Thanks and have a good day.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Congratulations on being horny.
Yeah.
Same.
It's honestly something I wish for everybody.
Yeah, same.
It's the stuff of life.
And fragrance is a great conduit.
Exactly.
Horny Miss Frizzle. I think something with a lot of patchouli. I'm getting carrot.
Carrot. Very specific.
Yeah. And like a beetroot note too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So like earthy.
Earthy.
Vegetal.
Earthy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Old.
Old.
Just with a tertiary search. Two Byredo scents involve carrot, eyes closed, which was lovely, but not for me. And Seven Veils, which I love because it's vanilla, spice, and biblical. Oh, the maker Naked, which exists. And let's see. I feel like it would have the feel or the wear of Angel, but not the smell. Mm. Just something old and bold.
Mm.
Like me.
Yeah. Similarly, like that also, not old, but something with depth and gravity.
Yeah.
But almost nectary in a resinous way, not in a sweet way.
Nectary in a resinous way. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like ambers.
Yeah.
Iris, yep. Violet.
Like old lipstick.
Yes.
I feel like she'd smell like cognac in a purse.
Booze.
Same.
Iris Mullican comes to mind from Maison Crivelli.
Yeah.
Violet Ends from Boy Smells comes to mind. Oof. Honestly, you can't go wrong with tuberose.
Yeah.
Like, of all the flowers, it's the horniest one.
I also feel,
according to every French person who has told me that.
I also feel like she wouldn't wear an EDP, she'd wear an oil.
Ooh, wow.
It'd be some weird shit she found in, like, a shop, whatever that means.
Yeah. To be frank, my immediate instinct when you said to me you met a hot man at a library is like, girl, run. He's gonna kill you. He's a serial killer. Something's up.
Yeah, haven't you seen You? This never ends well.
Yeah. And then he said, you have this, like, what are you at? What are you playing? I don't know.
Feel like,
I have a protective instinct.
I feel like you can't, no, that's fair. You can't tell anyone who is a librarian that they're giving Miss Frizzle. It's
just
like,
don't tell a librarian that their vibes. Don't tell women their vibes.
Don't tell women their vibes. The second book from Sable Young coming fall 2026.
Don't talk about my vibe to me.
We hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
Speaking of old shit you found in a shop, when I was in Austin, I was a little drunk walking around. Austin has amazing vintage.
Yes, I have heard this.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I found like old, not that I would wear this ever, but like old Backstreet Boys tour shirts for $40. I was like, this would literally be $600 in Soho.
Like, that's so funny because to me, I'm like, $40? What is this?
But I was in this little vintage store and did your grandpa ever have those aftershaves or colognes that were in the shape of a car? And they're like translucent glass. Oh my God.
But I think I know what you're talking about.
My grandpa had a few and they had one or two in the shop and it was like,
did you get them?
I almost did. It wasn't all that expensive, but I was like, I don't want to fucking fly back with this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I'm like about to move and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I was like, I don't need like more accoutrement, but I'll either get one on Etsy or get that tattoo one at this point. Who knows? But I was shook.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good vintage. I feel like New York City, there's no good vintage here.
No,
unless you're willing to spend
over,
like $600 on a moth bitten blouse.
Right. Sable, what do you smell like today?
So I've been like up and uppy downy with this allergy season. And today I woke up smelling today. And I was like, and I haven't been really smelling well. So I was like, oh, I want to smell really like pungent and bitchy because I'm in a bitchy little mood. naturally, I picked up a French perfume, Guerlain Tobacco Honey.
Oh, this is such a good one. Why did I give it away? I gave it to Hugh Banks.
Oh, you did?
Flop.
That's so funny because isn't your name engraved on it?
Oh, I think I gave it to my mom in that case.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense. Better. Tobacco Honey, I remember we got it a while ago back when we had our Guerlain episode. Yep. It was their new scent at the time, so they just sent it along. And I was like, this is like a bit, it's a bit of like a hat on a hat kind of scent.
You think?
It's just, it's like there's two concepts and they like are, they're just like at the same volume in the mixer. Like the honey and the tobacco are just like loudly shouting over each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, one of you at a time, please. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just had it in my closet. I gave it a second chance today. And I was also craving a honey scent today.
Fuck yeah.
I went to this Firmenich event and they had this like honey scent that I smelled there. And then ever since then, I was like, ooh, honey. Yeah, I have to like seek that out. We'll talk about that later. But I had Alice Brooklyn B. I had Le Monde Gourmand Miel Bébé. But I was like, you guys are not honey enough. I don't want a sweet honey. Hmm. I want a bitchy, cunty honey. And that is tobacco.
Sounds like a song off Renaissance.
Something about the combination to me reads like cigarettes stubbed out. It's like a cigarette stubbed out on a beer-soaked tavern bar.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like dark wood. It's resinous, it's nectary, it's sweet, it's a little bit ashy in your mouth. It's, yeah,
that's so good.
There's something mysterious and a little bit dark about it.
I like that. I'm sorry, I realized that as you were talking, I just sprayed 5 perfumes. I'm sorry for what I've done to you. I like Santal 33.
That's the Santal one.
Tobacco Honey to me, I like it because it's just like beautiful and uncomplicated. It is just like
exactly what it's.
You called it tobacco honey, and that's what it is. But I really love it. I love any tobaccos. I'm sorry. I love any honey scent. Yeah, this isn't exactly like breaking new ground, but I really enjoyed it. Super, just like pleasant.
Sometimes it's nice when things just come as they say they are.
Yeah.
So that way you're like, oh, okay, that's what I thought it would be. Great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, finally, someone who says who they are. No. But it's nice, and like now that I'm wearing it, it doesn't vex me the way it did when I originally smelled it. I think it's grown on me.
Can I smell it on you? That is so nice.
Yeah.
That is really so nice.
And it's been on my skin for 2 hours-ish now.
Okay.
And I feel like when it dries down, the golden ambery honey of it really comes out more. It's really nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
All right, listen. I know that we have differing opinions about this brand, understandably so, but
oh boy.
Sniffs No Noses Inc, which is their like quote-unquote off menu brand, even though it is just like another brand that does release at a lesser frequency than Sniff does.
Are they limited edition?
There is a scarcity play there. I'm not sure what the truth is.
Okay.
No, because the croissant one won't go away. Mm. Sniffs No Noses Inc is this like experimental, I would almost say experiential, diffusion brand of Sniff that does just some wild shit. They started with Dead Dinosaur, which is supposed to smell like gasoline, which I love. I love the campaign. I love everything about it. They did, why do I fucking talk so much? They did
is this a podcast?
Croissant one, the Crumb,
Crumb Couture.
Which was good.
I haven't smelled any of these.
They just released 2 scents.
A pizza
scent.
Yes.
Slice Society, I think.
What are these names?
I don't know. And Soda Snob.
What are these names?
One is about pizza and one is about soda. And you have recently said that I've spent my entire life chasing the soda note. And you're right. And this one, I fucking found it. It's so...
Really?
It is so good.
Oh.
It is...
So would you say it's more of a Coke or a Pepsi?
I don't understand the question. I think it's more of a Coke.
Okay. Coke to me is more drier and effervescent, and Pepsi to me is more saccharine and sweet.
Okay, it's Coke.
Okay.
It is a very literal interpretation on soda. It's like, it smells like cola. Mm-hmm. It smells and feels like bubbles. It's very effervescent. It is sweet like a soda, but also like earthy and molasses-y, and like, it does feel like a old school soda shop soda. Not that I've ever had one or was there, but...
I am curious how like cola as like a flavor is its own thing.
It's so good. And I truly could not be happier with it. It smells like, not in this order in which they put it, but it smells like fizzy lime, cinnamon, secret cola accord, jasmine, caramel, and vanilla.
Oh.
You have to smell out of me.
Yes.
It's like Okay.
Okay, that is really nice.
Okay.
I was not expecting it to smell that nice, to be honest.
It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't tell me that was cola scented, I wouldn't have immediately thought that. It just smells like an artistic rendition inspired by cola.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
wow.
So I know.
Oh,
I know.
Lord.
It gives me everything I've ever wanted from a cola scent. So good. I do want to give it its shine because, I mean, it is everything I want. I do think we should maybe have them on the show. I know that Sniff gave you an allergic reaction, but...
I would talk to them about this, like, weirdo collection.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
But...
We need to talk about the pizza one.
Okay. Does it smell... Like, what part of the kind of pizza?
It does... Not... I, like, didn't care about the pizza one, and I thought it was, like, gimmicky, which obviously it is. Fine.
It is.
Here's the experience. You put it on and it really does smell like freshly baked browned pizza crust in a way that I'm like, you nailed it. I don't know that I want it on me.
Yeah.
But that's on top and the crust burns off and the notes, fuck it. It's once the crust burns off, it is this like plush, irisy.
Whoa, unexpected.
Sort of round, earthy scent that is actually, I mean, smells nothing like pizza. Really pleasant, really beautiful, really unique. And I don't know. I was actually going to bring this over. I think I said that already because it is such a weirdo. But I go back to the soda one, obviously, because of the who I am. But Slice Society is also just a really gorgeous wear once you forget it's pizza. The notes are black currant, basil, tomato sauce accord, iris, crust accord, and sandalwood.
Crust accord, no.
On the body, after the crust fades away, I would say you get a lot of iris, basil, and black currant. That reads to me. It's really nice, and I'm not going to like...
I think the currant and basil seem to me.
Yeah. I think this is... They are equally like the best things that they have put out respectively. Oh, they're so good.
How much are they?
65.
Oh.
Yeah.
For like 50 milliliters?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But no, extremely good.
Sniff. Your move.
Yeah. Your move, Sniff.
That was your move. Wow.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might shock you, but I have something to say.
Okay.
After the Le Mans Gourmand episode, they in tandem sent out this influencer gifter of their Cork like bestsellers.
I think the bestsellers, yeah.
And then... They did, what's it fucking called? They did a collection with three fragrance influencers, notably not us.
Yeah, I thought that was sus, that it wasn't us.
Yeah, I'm like, noted. I don't know. The Coterie of Creators Collection.
It's a lot of C's.
All right. They partnered with three fragrance influencers to do three perfumes, which I think is a great idea. They also, I mean, they also recently worked with our girl, the Gemini Bake, on a cute scent as well, which I loved. I don't really know anything about any of the fragrances. We do have them in front of us. One is a peach one that does smell pretty peachy and lovely.
Yeah.
One is a...
It's just pink.
Okay.
It smells like pink.
Angel Soiree. It
smells like pink girls.
Okay. But the one that I am curious about is...
Oh, the Tash one.
Tash de Café.
Yeah. That was also the one that I liked the most. Mm-hmm. I was like, I keep forgetting to look up. I'm like, what the hell is a Tash?
So
T-A-C-H-E.
The influencer attached to this one... is named Ethan Gaskell. He has, I don't really know what he does. He is just...
It looks like he has a candle brand.
I do know that. He has this aesthetic Instagram. He's hot, whatever. Yeah. He has this candle brand that he gifted me with probably 2 years ago at this point called Elsewhere. And I've recently, it's this candle called Film Grain. And I really liked it, but then I lost track of it. I found it again, have been burning it for 3 months now. And I'm really obsessed with it. And then, so this is like a perfect time for Tash de Café to come.
Yeah.
Because what I like about this Elsewhere candle, Film Grain, is that it's coffee, chocolate, vanilla, like all the shit I like. Yeah. It smells a lot like Byredo 1996, but a little sweeter.
Interesting.
And this is a coffee scent too, right?
I believe it is. I don't overwhelmingly get coffee from it.
Okay.
It is nice. I think I get like a... Yeah, I get something that's... like burnt chocolate.
Okay.
A little bit.
In his little caption, he says...
Burnt dark chocolate.
Tash de Café is the embodiment of Comfort and Home, featuring notes of coffee, black pepper, chocolate, and paper accord.
All right. Yeah, that explains
it. So this is not unlike the candle from Elsewhere that I really love.
Yeah. This feels like the most neutral kind of pleasant.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
The little, I mean, it's not on skin, so I can't really judge it, but yeah.
It's the most like balanced, I feel, in terms of gourmands. I feel like they could have pushed the coffee a little bit more, maybe. Yeah,
but since I mean, the brand is called Le Monde Gourmand, like they're also sweet, but I do sort of like that this is more balanced.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I do feel like this is probably the more universal crowd pleaser.
Yeah. You know what this smells actually a lot like, not to be totally obvious because it's another coffee scent? This smells like a little sister of Intoxicated from Killian, like a lot.
I could see that. Definitely more diluted.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I get that. Wow. Yeah, I haven't delved into a ton of the Le Monde Gourmand scents. I have a couple, and I feel like I enjoy having them and smelling them, but I don't necessarily wear them. Mm-hmm. But they are really nice. And they're so, like, they're so inexpensive. So it makes sense why people can just pick them up.
I'm excited to wear Pistachio Brulee and Vanilla Chai. I feel like, Chai Spice, rather.
In our episode, I think Chai Épicé was one of their biggest bestsellers.
Oh my God, it does not say spice. It says Épicé. Shout out to my reading ability. I'm bilingual.
But it is nice.
It's gorgeous.
It's really nice. It's a little kind of a spicy, honey, ambery situation.
Have you smelled?
Probably not.
Okay. Ring the alarm. No. There is a new Kaoli scent afoot.
Oh.
It's the three-peat of vanilla.
Three-peat?
Because they have vanilla. Yeah. They have vanilla fucking brulee, royale, vanilla royale.
Yep.
And then now they have vanilla candy rock sugar.
What the heck?
Honey, this sort of is giving the embodiment of me in a scent. And I remember I was DMing Mona last year, I think actually right around this time, and we were just like chatting, and she asked me, if you were to do a perfume, what would the notes be? And I was like, are you asking me to collab?
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
and she was like, no. But she asked me, and I think I said I don't know, I'm sure a bunch of bullshit, and but I did say bubblegum in there. I was like, I don't know, coffee, pumpkin, bubblegum. And she was like, oh, I just locked a perfume with bubblegum in it, and here it is. With a name like vanilla candy rock sugar, it is sort of all there. Like tobacco honey, it's like, well,
yep,
it's in the name. And the bottle is a light pink translucent with this iridescent overspray. Mm-hmm. So it's like an angel baby pink, and then it's this like fierce hot lavender. It's so cute. And the notes are, stay with me, candied pear, violet leaves, rum, ylang ylang, marshmallow, vanilla cream, jasmine, labdanum, white caramel, bubblegum, jelly bean, tonka, vetiver, sandalwood, cashmere woods, patchouli, rock sugar, Kaoli signature accord. So
Kaoli signature accord.
It's a toothache. And I think that's in everything. And yeah, it's just candied pear, vanilla, rock candy, bubblegum. And it is really all that. It's just, it's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like obviously I'm very curious to smell it. Mm-hmm. Just because I like Kaoli scents, and I like when they do surprise me.
Yeah.
And I really liked the Oud line. So yeah. I'm just curious. But yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. But it's all of the scents are a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like it's not necessarily going to be a me scent, but...
Oh, it's not a you scent. It is a me scent. No, I absolutely love it. Really fun. It's like really... It's not light. It's a Kaoli scent, but it's like...
Yeah.
It feels lighter and a little bit more...
That can all depend on the composition.
True.
There could be like 100... ingredients, but it smells like nothing. So
well, it's like, so they started with vanilla, which I do still think is like the hero vanilla of the line, and then they took it vanilla royale, which is really deep and heady and like tobacco-y almost, and then I feel like this is the exact same direction but the other way, or like extremity but in the other direction.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to send that to me. I think Mona will be in town, hopefully. We will get to meet her.
You're going
to
meet her. I'm so pissed off. I can't go. I have a job.
Quit your job. Quit your job. You know me. I love to tell people to quit their jobs.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh, but earlier when I was talking about honey, my newfound preoccupation with honey scents.
Yeah.
Firmenich hosted a little press event called Mind Knows Matter that...
Mind Knows Matter?
Yeah.
K-N-O-W-S?
No, knows as in N-O-S-E.
Okay. Could've sure. Maybe spend a little bit more time on that naming convention, but sure.
Approved. I feel like it was a play on something, but I'm not aware of it. I think it was.
Okay.
Maybe like Mind Over Matter? I don't know. Anyway, it was a really cool presentation. It was really well done. It was basically just their research about all of the things that are culturally relevant, all of our sort of social issues today, and what people care about and how people are feeling.
When you say social issues, what do you mean?
Social issues, like what people care about.
Social issues.
All the social issues. Like the things people care about. Authenticity and all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. Stuff like that. But they did a lot of research about basically just like how people are feeling in response to our environment and our culture and society. Hmm. And had a bunch of their perfumers make scents in response to that. There was a scent which I thought was really interesting. I think it was, and these are all like B2B in-house scents.
Okay.
There's a scent called like Dark Chisel or Chocolate Chisel.
Cute.
That was basically, first they showed us a blotter that was like standard body odor.
No.
And it's basically just, here's the scent that nobody wants and here's what we have to cover up. And then one of their perfumers, I think it was Alexis Grugion, I'm not going to say his name correctly, I'm so sorry, Grugion, he created a scent using a tiny smidge of standard body odor and mixed it with chocolate and these typically masculine notes. Okay. And it smells really nice.
Nice.
And really interesting. And then there was this probably mysterious subconscious hit of something repulsive that you're like, you're drawn to it, but you're like, why? But then there are a lot, I think it was something like 13 or 16 cents. It was a lot.
Wow.
There's a really cool one they made called Nirvana Number 5. That was basically like an interpretation of elevated grunge.
Okay.
So it's the concept of Chanel Number 5 mixed with 90s era grunge, which is really interesting because it smells like old,
wait, what?
Traditional perfumery that's just a little bit like dirtier.
Smells really incense-y to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's interesting.
That description is so cool.
It is, yeah. Like the all of the prompts they had to work with were so cool. And one, I think my favorite one was a honey-based scent called Sting. And
that's a great name.
Right? And I believe, I don't remember who the perfumer is. I'm so sorry. I believe it was a woman. But that perfumer interpreted honey as in a little bit of the threat of the bee. And it was just a very cool, sharp interpretation of honey that was still, it was still sweet. And what's like a word when you want to draw someone in?
Alluring?
Yes. It was very sweet and alluring, but then also had this kind of hint of, it was almost just like a static or a dissonance of like, I really like this, but ooh, it could potentially be like a little edgy or sharp or.
That's so cool. Yeah. That is such a great concept. All you fucking brands that listen to this podcast, which
buy,
I know
that.
You do, because every time we talk shit about you, you show up in our email, buy that, yeah. And put it out with that same wrapper.
Yeah.
Fire your marketing team.
I love these perfume house events. I think they're so interesting and it's really, really.
I can never fucking go.
I know, because they're always in the daytime.
I said this off camera to you, but like, I don't really get why they keep like presenting their research.
I don't
know. All I want to be presented with is like a drink if I'm going to your event. You know what I mean? Like wine and dine me, god damn it.
It is interesting because I also feel like it's a big effort on their part.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the expected return is to tell this to the press because it's not necessarily going to benefit them in an actionable way.
I think I disagree. I think it is one awareness thing.
It is awareness.
And I think that it is also relationship building.
Yeah.
You know as well as I do that like now everyone's writing about perfume and they want the expert opinions, blah, blah, blah. And like it does hold a lot of weight as a writer as to say so-and-so from Firmenich. So I think it's get these people in front of us.
Totally.
Get us in front of these people.
I think 'cause it excites me so much. And then I'm like, I can't do anything about any of this. I can't have this set made. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not a brand.
Right.
But
you are a brand. You're a business.
We'll see about that.
What's Up to Earth? That smells crazy.
Up to Earth is really interesting. So this is a scent by Gabriella.
This is
Chilario.
Okay.
It is frankincense, oud, passion fruit, and milk.
What?
Yeah. It's so good.
Wait, I need to.
That one I really, really liked.
Let me get this on my body quick. Yeah.
They gave me a couple roller balls of the scents.
I smell so crazy right
now. I kept all the blotters.
Not me having 10 perfumes in front of me.
I'm sure I could possibly email someone in the PR department of Firmination and say, hey, can you send me like a 1 ounce bottle of this possibly? But ultimately...
Oh, I love... What yeah. the fuck? I love that.
Yeah. Ultimately, the scents, I believe, go in the archives. So it is a proof of concept of what can be done, how things can be interpreted.
Sure.
And hopefully a brand buys the scent and then makes it into whatever products they make. I really hope this one gets made because it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's why it's frustrating to me. Because I'm like, what if it never gets put out in the world?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, what's interesting is that some friends of mine who are, they form their own incubator. They're like former venture capitalists who form their own incubator. And they're like working on some fragrance projects.
Cool.
And they had mentioned, oh, yeah, we just work with this house and then we'll just pluck something from their archives. And they're all like really good.
Why don't we work with them?
Because we're poor.
Oh, we have to have money?
Yeah. Theoretically, they raise the money, but we have to be the valuable. What is it called? Minimum valuable?
And minimum viable concept.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what we offer in that department in the eyes of the venture capitalist world yet. They can't go to people and be like, they have 10,000 followers. Like, they will be like, next, please.
Yeah, maybe Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Everything I know about making a perfume is, it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not cheap. Have you heard, I can't say this yet, so I won't. Never mind.
Okay. I want to know.
A fragrance brand that we like that names fragrances after objects like books and milk may or may not be putting out a new scent. Have you heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
It does sound good. We're not allowed to talk about it yet, but
we'll see about that.
I know. I was like, we'll see about that. Are we allowed to say so and so brand has a new thing coming?
I don't want to. I'm not trying to fight with anyone anymore than I already am.
Fair. Honestly, the more I learn about the fragrance industry, on the one hand, I'm like, oh, it's so easy. Anybody can do this.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm like, but how?
Did you read the press release?
Yeah.
I was like, this is messy. It's oh, messy. No.
Yeah.
Girl, just put it out. No one cares. You know, just like.
Let it speak for itself.
It's not that. It's truly not that deep.
I have noticed, and I'm not here to correct anybody or say what things can or cannot be.
I am.
Great. So I have noticed that so many brands are now launching fruity scents.
Okay.
And they're not groundbreaking.
Sure.
Maybe they're like a little bit quirky.
Okay.
But they're just saying like, these are the new gourmands. And I'm like, no, those are the old gourmands. Also, like, technically on the fragrance wheel, isn't gourmand and fruity their own separate houses?
I think that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's interesting that now it's like, oh, so you've suddenly decided we can eat fruit now. Okay. So now it's a gourmand. A
lot of fruit forward scents lately.
Or maybe they're like mixing it with more traditionally gourmand scent profiles. Who knows? But everyone and their mother is releasing a freaking fruity scent these days.
Mm-hmm.
And they're acting like it's like this groundbreaking thing. And I'm like, just let it.
I think it's just that now that people aren't afraid to like outwardly smell sweet. Mm-hmm. But we've ran vanilla into the ground, or some of you have. I have not. I think it's just another way to do that. But if we're not talking about sugar and vanilla, we're now talking about strawberry. And which, fine, great. I think it's exciting.
Yeah. I think it's just, no, anything edible is considered a gourmand, which I guess technically makes sense. But it would make more sense to me, or just have a little bit of self-awareness that's like, fruity scents. I'm like, just say it harkens back to the early 2000s, or it's a nostalgia play. But to tell me that this is a brand new thing that you're doing, I'm like, don't do that.
I mean,
have
I don't...
some awareness.
I don't think fruits are, and I don't think this is what you said, but always a nostalgia play. I just think people don't know how to talk about shit. Not that we do, but we're a little better at it.
I do feel like the fresh and fruity, sparkling types of scents got really big in the early 2000s.
Yes, of course.
And this is just another riff on that that's going a little bit deeper and a little broader.
Uh-huh.
Acknowledge that.
I would actually rather them not
really
not talk about the like second coming of white.
I don't think you have to do that, but I also, if you're not going to do that, don't tell me that this is a brand new thing.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Just say this is really good and that's why we made it, because it's really good. Smell it.
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
But here we are. Actually, no, let me not be a hater. Do you know anything and or care about the Bella Hadid scents?
Oh, yeah. Somebody had commented that they wanted our view of it. And I was like, haha, if you think that they will ever send us them.
Send
their
us,
publicist
please.
Said,
who?
I got that? The, I don't remember.
Okay.
I got the general press release and it said that individual samples would be available, coverage depending.
Bye.
Yeah.
Give it a month.
Incredibly goodbye.
Yeah.
And they said they had 10 mLs. So okay. I was like, I don't need this stupid little bottle. Just send me the 10. I just want to smell it. Send me the testers. I don't care.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, great. We would love to send you the 10 mLs. Have they arrived? No. I don't know what the deal is with that, but I also don't particularly care to chase it down that
much. Yeah. Let me not be a hater about celebrity scents. Because
I already know what they smell like, man.
I don't. Okay. What I am curious about.
The bi-phase formula.
Are a few things. People seem to like them, which.
Of course they do.
Great.
I'm sure because they smell like everything else.
Yeah. I'm just curious as to what they would. What are we doing? I'm a little weary of the skincare benefit thing that they're talking about.
The fact that they use the word skinification of fragrance.
Ew. Yeah, it's not good.
Are you a serial killer?
I want to know. I do want to know more about that. I want to know how it feels because I feel like.
It's a bi-phase formula. It is.
Which means oil, it's like oil. It's not oil and water, but it looks so you can see
both. Yeah, you're meant to like shake it and then spray it.
I don't trust that.
On your skin. Will this stain a white t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
Probably, but then they'll tell you you're meant to spray it on skin because it's meant to be like a skincare product as well, which, okay, sure.
I'm just like, on the one hand, I get it and it is like a really good marketing ploy. On the second hand, it's not everything has to be everything.
I don't know if it's a really good marketing ploy. I think it's just something that makes it stand out from everything else.
I think to some it is, and I think maybe those two things are one of the same. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I'm just
people
I'm
have a big idea.
Curious.
I'm
people
cautious.
Seem to like them, but I'm like,
of course
do you
do.
Like them or are they just new? And I ask that to myself all the time in fairness.
I mean, Bella Hadid seems widely beloved.
Gigi Hadid, you are not the doll. Bella Hadid is the doll.
But yeah, I don't know. I haven't smelled them yet. I don't really care to. I'm sure they're fine. I feel like most of my wardrobe is white t-shirts, so I am a little scared.
Same.
Yeah.
Suddenly all I wear are white tees.
So I'm like a little scared about that. But
who do I think I am? Like Jay-Z?
Like, what? It reminds me of the Dior J'adore proprietary water-based fragrance where they're like, it's for your skin and it's hydrating and it lasts really long. And then the irony being that I gave it to my mom and she was like, I like the scent, but it doesn't last long at all. So I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was just a market differentiator.
For sure.
Shaking is always like a fun experiential thing to do. The bottles look interesting. It reminds me of like the Mugler Angel Aura bottle. It was like the green heart that looks like an amulet.
Or like the Vera Wang princess.
Yeah. It looks like that. It's fun. I think it's weird that they're selling the holder separately.
Yeah.
I'm just like, stop. Don't make it.
Do we know who developed these?
No. To my insider knowledge, you're going to see a lot more celebrity fragrances, brands, and one-offs. And it will not be because the celebrity themselves necessarily has this huge personal ambition to make one. Course. It's because an incubator reached out to their agency and said, who in your talent roster would mesh the best with this type of brand concept? What face can we put on this specific brand concept?
Right.
That's how these celebrity brands get made. That's how celebrity founders become founders because somebody approached them to do it.
Rare beauty. I am the last person to hate on a celebrity fragrance for existing. And also, I do unfortunately get excited about them because
I don't mind
because I am shallow. Yeah. However, just the Bella Hadid ones. Is it Bella or Gigi?
It's Bella.
It's Bella. Okay. this one just hits my ear in a weird way. Mm. I don't know. Whatever.
Didn't she? No. I was going to say, didn't she come out with some wellness drinks? Then I was like, no, she was just the co-founder of Kin Euphorics after she decided to be sober.
I think that's a little bit where my... I don't know. Never mind. Are those the new Necessaire body washes and do you like them?
They are, and they are still in the box. Therefore, I have not tried them yet.
Okay. The Necessaire release. Two new scents?
To my knowledge, two new scents. Mm-hmm. And each body wash like does something differently.
Oh.
There's like different kind of targeted reasons
with
like enzymes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I received them earlier this week when I couldn't really smell, so I just like put them aside.
They're really gorgeous.
Wait, I want to smell.
What are they? One's Santal and one is something else that I can't remember. Unfortunately, I really like the Santal one a lot. The clown has came back. Not you,
I've
sorry.
Turned.
Not you. I meant me liking Santal.
Me liking Santal. Okay, there's a Santal scent. They call the Epsom Salt Therapeutic Cleanse. Let's see. Targets depleted skin. multi-mineral, Epsom salt, magnesium, PCA, zinc, PCA, silica, niacinamide. Okay, so they're doing the skincare angle.
The olibanum is...
Oh, it is nice.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. This smells like a fancy wellness spa.
It smells... To me, it smells like a hotel.
This is who Kiehl's should have partnered with, honestly. Equinox, that's what I meant.
They were trying to.
This is who Equinox should
allegedly.
Yep. That's interesting. I feel like Nick Axelrod would have gone for that.
It's a whole... So, I don't know how, whatever, they're not going to see me, who cares. Equinox just dropped Kiehl's as their amenities partner and took on Grown Alchemist, which I think is a better move.
It's an Australian skincare brand, sort of parallel to Aesop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
But more luxury.
It's like the older sister to Aesop.
I hate Aesop. The thing about going into a place like Equinox or any amenities partner mm-hmm. program with a hotel or whatever is the... Filling and distribution is like
huge.
Most brands aren't equipped to do that. So it's they wanted something more niche, of course, mm-hmm. but it's who could even realistically make this happen. But I'm happy that they went with Grown Alchemist. That was like the last thing that the last campaign I worked on before I dipped.
I'm surprised Necessaire wouldn't cop to that.
I think it's just a if not now then later. It would have been the better choice though.
TV yeah. Page. I do really like the olibanum scent.
I don't dislike it. I want to like it more though.
It's very, it is floral, but it's very subtle.
What is olibanum? I thought it was like amber adjacent.
Let me look this up. So
this is why we don't call ourselves fragrance experts.
Oh, you're right. Olibanum, also known as frankincense, a natural resin that comes from the trees. Cool.
The Necessaire is a little hit or miss for me. No shade. But when they hit, they hit. Yeah. Just don't buy the SPF.
Oh, yeah. I like Necessaire. One of someone who works in their PR department likes me, so they keep sending me things, which is very nice. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That body serum, honey.
Oh, it's like the moisturizing serum.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. I've had their body lotion, which is unscented, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love unscented body lotion unless it's like a workhorse of a lotion.
Yeah.
I really like the Soft Services Carrier Cream, which is unscented, but it just, it's so cocooning. Mm. On the skin, like all of their products are really.
I have that. I should ask them to send it.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't send their stuff because that's not true. They recently sent us the green banana buffing bar.
That thing is a brick.
Yeah, damn. I fucking love those. It like hurts so good.
They asked us for quotes about the scent, and mm-hmm. normally I wouldn't like. Not that anyone cares, but like I wouldn't cop to that normally, just because I'm like I'm not gonna do free promo for you. But I do like them a lot, so I think we both gave a quote.
Yeah, and. Green banana, I thought, was a really interesting scent.
I do, too.
I feel like because when things are banana scented, it's generally, you know, like kind of like a runt candy banana, I imagine. Which I'm told is the scent of that banana is based on an extinct banana.
That's so weird.
Because that's why I'm like, why doesn't this actually smell or taste like banana? Right. Like it's based on an extinct banana. But green banana is very fresh and, I don't know, there's a freshness... crispness to it that's refreshing.
It smells like a underripened green banana with that like pungent greenness to it,
but it's also like a tropical bininess.
But it also just smells like a bar of soap.
Yeah,
you know,
in a nice way.
Yeah, in a good way. But it's I like it that I'm actually surprised that they did this scent play because it's really lightly scented.
It's quite lightly scented, which is also nice. I don't love necessarily when body care products are so heavily scented. Mm-hmm. Looking at you, Sol de Janeiro. But I do remember a big thing about omitting scent for Soft Services was because it's a potential skin irritant, but it's also nice to enjoy. So it's good to have that option.
Right.
I did miss, they did a limited edition holiday version of the Buffing Bar in New Spice.
Spice, yeah.
It was like a play on Old Spice, and I missed that one. And I'm like, dang, I feel like that would have been really up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I didn't realize that was a play on New Spice. I'm so stupid. Yeah. Or Old Spice.
Yeah.
also, because the bar was like...
It was like a reddish...
Old Spice, orange, red. Yeah. God damn it.
It's a cool idea, I think, to do these... Do, like, have your hero product and then do limited edition scent plays.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah, I hope they do it again. I saw that they had this whole press trip to the Grand Cayman Islands about it.
Huh.
And I was like, for a bar of soap.
Yeah, right.
But also, mostly, I was just like, how come I wasn't invited? Right. Because I'm nobody, that's why. I can't sell your bars of soap. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Wait. Last thing.
What?
You know who I ran into last night?
No.
But had never met them before. The guy who founded Good Parts Loop.
Oh my God, Dave.
Yeah.
He's such a sweetie.
He's such a sweetie. Yeah. I was.
Where did you meet him?
We were at this lighting party. I don't know. It's New York Design Week. So we went to two parties for two different lighting studios.
Every time you post like a piece of wacky furniture that you can't use, I'm like, oh, he's at a Ryan event.
Yeah. We were at this lighting studio. I actually had to text him. I was like, where the fuck were we last night?
Where are we?
Remind me of the name of the second. So it was called Quarters, which is thrown by the lighting studio in common with. I don't know.
Okay.
It was really cool, though. It was in this studio, like apartment, but it's like a public place for, I don't really know.
Sure.
Clearly, I had
was
no
it
idea
the Future
it was.
Perfect?
No.
Okay.
Really cool, really queer, whatever. And this, I'm in line for the bathroom. And let me tell you, people were not using the restroom to use the restroom.
Oh my Lord.
I was like, if you want to do that, do it on a table. Just like, God, cocaine is gross. Anyway, I had to pee like a normal person.
You're like, if you're not using the toilet, can I pee in it?
If you're using the sink, can I take a pit? Anyway, he comes up to me. He's like, hey, you're tiny, right? And I was like, I think so. And he just introduced himself and we had this cute chat. And I obviously said that you introduced me to the lube.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
He had sent you some, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's good. Shout out to Good Parts.
It is good.
Yeah. Their creative is really good.
Yes.
Really good.
Is it just him doing everything?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That
go sounds, buy some lube, y'all.
Honestly.
We should have him on. Who cares?
Sure. Don't make a scented lube.
Don't make a scented lube. Anyway, on that note.
Make a candle.
He should make a candle.
Anyway. That's the second time we're closing on an episode talking about lube.
Whatever.
Specifically Good Parts lube.
Good.
Anyway, please leave us a voice message. We really like that. I really like them. Please leave us 5 stars and a nice little comment on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We really enjoy them. Thank you. You can find us on our website, smellyalater.live, where we will have the aforementioned hotline and our merch. Should we do more merch?
Let's wait.
Tell us if we should do more/different merch.
I want to do.
I've been thinking about that.
The Smellyalater Hotel merch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like one that's been in the back of mind for a while.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I already told you my idea.
Which is?
The little sample holders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to figure that out. Anyway, we got things cooking. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyalater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.